The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. It's been such a wonderful week here at Freedom Fellowship Church. God has really been continuing to give us new revelation, and it's very exciting here at Freedom Fellowship because God really is beginning to reveal himself to us, and we're just so excited to see what God is doing in this nation, what God is doing in the body of Christ. So it's such an honor and it's such a pleasure to be a part of the great move of God. And rest assured, God is moving in this nation and he is moving in his people, in his church. Whether or not you see it, he is working in the background and he's raising up nameless, faceless people in his church. And they're going to take over every sector of society because the nations will give glory and sing praises to the Lord. Amen. So before we begin, I want to remind you guys about our weekend fundraising sale. We are now into the second week of this sale, and I want to thank everybody who came out last week. Shout out to Elizabeth and Theresa and Evelyn and the rest of you who came out this week. We didn't get all of your names, but we just want to thank you for coming out and supporting us. It was such a pleasure to see you guys in person and to be able to put, you know, a face to some of our listeners. So we really appreciate your support. We're still doing the fundraiser. It's going on this weekend, Saturday. So if you're hearing this broadcast, you probably missed the second week. But if you come next week to Freedom Fellowship Church, that's at 8419 Callahan Road in San Antonio, Texas, from 9 to 5 p.m. on Saturday next week, that is Saturday the 11th. We are going to be outside having a fundraising sale as we're going to be raising money to send our ministry team and worship team to Israel this summer. So, and then all the additional funds are going to go to this radio broadcast, the prophetic voice of our time. So come out and support us. We have a little something for everyone. We got furniture, we got artwork, we got movies, music, all kinds of knickknacks, tons of stuff to look out for. We even got food, hamburgers, and hot dogs to eat. So it's very exciting, and the whole ministry team is going to be there, Pastor Mike, Pastor Chris, the whole worship team. So come out, fellowship with us, and come support us as we are raising money for Freedom Fellowship Church. And again, that's going to be this next Saturday, the 11th, from 9 to 5, and that's the last day of this three-week sale. So be sure to come visit us. And again, we're at 8419 Callahan Road. So this week, we're going to be talking about faith. And we shared a message a couple weeks ago about faith, about living in faith, and that when we're living by faith, it means that the thing that God is calling us to do, we can't do with our own strength. If you can conceive it, if you can do it, if you can figure it out, if you can plan it, if you can make it happen, you might be doing the right thing. You might be doing what you know to be right. You might be following your instructions, but you're not living by faith, because faith is the evidence of things not seen. So if it makes sense to you, if you can see the result, if you can make it happen, if you can make that end result happen by yourself, then it's not faith. And so God is calling us to live by faith because the call that he has for our life is so much greater than what we have for ourselves. It's so much more exciting. It's more glorious. It's more eventful. God has a plan for us that will take us so much further than anything we can imagine ourselves. So without further ado, let's listen in to Pastor Chris and hear what she has to say about faith this week.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for. If you're hoping for something, it means to say you ain't got it yet. Right? And it is our evidence of things not seen. When you're not seeing things, it means to say it has not manifested yet. Right? Okay. If you can do it, if you can bring it to pass by yourself, then it is not faith. It is obedience. It is doing the right thing. But faith is something that will shake the earth and change the course of history, of a nation or your family and everything else that comes with it. Am I making sense? Okay. I'm trying to stretch your faith so that you will be in awe of the many evidence that God has already produced upon your life, so that you will not focus on your desires and what you want and your personal ambition, because you will end up messing things up. Okay? The one thing that God does not enjoy is seeing his people living under what he has planned for you on what you deserve. What you deserve is heaven on earth. What you deserve is prosperity. What you deserve is you are the head and not the tail. Forget about those voices that comes to you, but how are you going to go about it? You know, you lost so many years. But God can restore it almost in a blink of an eye. So don't pine away. Don't cry over what's in the past, because you know what? You cannot undo those things. Might as well let it go and give God an opportunity to love on you in 2017. Okay? I want you to focus on the greater things. I want you to focus on the bigness of your personal prophecies and the prophecy to the church for 2017, so that God can take care of those things that concern you. You don't have to take care of them like you used to do. The body of Christ, you'll get tired of or get fed up with all the compromises that all we wanted is to be happy. All we want to have is a good relationship. All we want to do is to live happy, and we compromise. And what we compromise, all of those compromises, they cost us so much years of pain and affliction and suffering and turmoil. Only God can restore those things. Give him an opportunity. Give yourself a break. Look at your neighbor and said, give yourself a break. Okay. What we need to remind ourselves over and over again is Proverbs chapter 3, starting with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Right? And I'm going to show you why you must let go of the things that your hearts desire and be kingdom-minded, okay? Do not help God, whether in finances, whether in relationship, whether in family members. You know, you've been quoting scriptures left and right to your family, and they're still living like heathen, as if the word of God does not have any power, right? If God can do miraculous things, if all our power belongs to God, then he can take care of those things that concern you. Do not help God when it comes to the transfer of wealth, when it comes to God-ordained relationship. Do not take steps and said, okay, this must be from God because I like it. And then you went. It will just postpone things. Okay, let me show you. When God gets the glory, you will personally receive benefit from it, and it will benefit others, okay? Those three scenarios that are needed, they must be present concerning you, even in your personal life, okay? What God has for you, what you are presently doing for God, and what you're doing in obedience to God, and when you're standing tall in believing him and keeping your faith in him, God will even release angelic host, and he will be active in it to bring about your prayer. Your prayer will be so powerful and awesome. So let us continue to focus on him and not on ourselves. Okay? Be kingdom minded. We cannot operate in the kingdom of God without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we cannot operate in the kingdom of God. We cannot enter the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit. Okay? So this criteria, God gets the glory, You will benefit from it and will benefit others. That's how God always operates. Trinity, right? Let us go to Acts chapter 27, starting with verse 3. This is the scripture reference about the Apostle Paul on his way to present himself before Caesar, because he is also a Roman citizen. And he decided that he's going to plead his case and he want a hearing before Caesar, right? Okay. So in Acts 27, verse 3, and says, "The next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius, in kindness to Paul, allowed him to go to his friends so they might provide for his needs." He was a prisoner, right? Prisoners were being transported, and Paul, the Apostle Paul, was one of them, right? Okay. Paul foresaw the disaster awaited the ship. He warned them in Acts chapter 27, verse 9. It said, "Much time had been lost, and sailing had already become dangerous because by now it was after the fast. So Paul warned them, 'Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and cargo and to our own lives also.' And listen to this. But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and of the owner of the ship." So Paul was looking at all of these things. It's not just about himself, but also over the lives and the commerce of everybody in the ship. But the owner of the ship and the pilot were thinking about economic, their investment to it. They're just thinking about themselves. Am I correct? So the centurion listened to them because probably he works for them, right? Because he's the owner of the ship. They didn't listen to the man of God. They got into trouble. But the apostle, the man of God, the apostle Paul, was in the picture. So Acts 27 verse 21, because I have a lot of things to share, so let's jump from one scripture to another. "After the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, 'Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss.'" See, you should have listened to me, but it didn't make any sense for commerce. Here is a minister of the gospel, and this is the owner of the ship, and said, who knows better to manage finances? Who knows better in ensuring that they will be able to make sail? This is a pilot who's saying, "Oh, we can do it." Because I guarantee you, a pilot, like for example, Southwest Airlines, if they knew that there's something wrong with that airplane, there's no way they're going to fly it. Because if it crashed, they're the first one to die, right? So in every practicality, the centurion should have listened to what? To the owner and the pilot, which he did, because that's the world's way. It is not by faith. Here is this man who just saw a vision. So what if it came to pass? But how does he know about managing cargo and commerce? Like some of us, that's how we think. We have to qualify first before we get into it, and we think that is by faith. No. God is wanting you to translate you from your natural to your supernatural, okay? Verse 22, "But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed." What they focus on, they lost, the cargo. Do not focus on making things happen, finances and relationship, okay? Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Okay. He said, "Last night, an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me." See, God was in details. God is active. And so he activated the angel. 2, and said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as it told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." because I believe what God has told me through one of his angels that nobody is going to die, right? But the ship is going to be destroyed. Same thing with the cargo. But you will not going to die because look at God. God has told Paul, you will going to present yourself to Caesar. It doesn't matter what happened. If they got swallowed by a big fish like Jonah, if they got shipwrecked and said, Paul is going to present himself to Caesar no matter what, right? So don't say and don't jump and say, oh, I really don't see any money going to Israel, but if the Lord wants me to go to Israel, he can translate me. No. You have to obey him and live by faith and do everything that you can before you get into supernatural. Or else, every time you would ask God, oh, just translate me there. Right? God has to get the glory, not just for you. You don't want to get translated so that you can tell everybody how anointed you are. Remember the three criteria. God gets all the glory. It will benefit you, but it will benefit others. Every time. Okay? So no matter what, Paul is holding on to this. I am going to present myself to Caesar. God took his time to send an angel to tell me. So no matter what, nothing moves me. So if God tells you that you are on the verge of bankruptcy, you cannot pay your bills, just remember you are a part of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. No matter what, stand your ground. Doesn't matter if you file for bankruptcy 7 times, you can't do it anyway. Only once every 13 years, right? So don't look at your own situation and say like, you talk to yourself just like me. Don't worry, Christina. You're part of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. And no one can kill you, Christina, until you and the Lord decide that it's time for you to go. And this time I refuse. I have to collect crowns. So you focus on that, just like Paul was not focusing on, oh man, there's no life jacket here. I'm in chain with the other prisoners. They don't care about us. They're going to save themselves. All of those things probably are going through. That's why God had to come through his angels and said, hey, you will stand before Caesar. Because you know why? Just like us, we have to really pull down all those worries and concern. So God is going to send an angel, or thus saith the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? So down to verse 33. And he told them, you're not going to die, but the ship will run aground. It means to say it will be a total loss, right? Verse 33, just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. For the last 14 days, he said, you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now, I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head. After he said this, he took some bread and gave thanks to God. Look at this. He showed an example for everyone. In front of them all, he took communion, right? Then he broke it and began to eat. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. When they had eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. One of the blessings for those people is there was a man of God that has a destiny to fulfill. See, his race is not finished yet until he present himself to Caesar. So you are not finished yet. Okay? You are a man or a woman of destiny. So Acts 27:42. The soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping. But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan. So even the prisoners, they were spared because of the man of God, because a man of God was there. So they landed in Malta, right? Before they landed in Malta, all the 276 people on board had a view on Paul that he is truly a man of God. Am I correct? They changed from looking at him as a prisoner, as a criminal. They looked at him that he is a man of God. So they knew that he was a man of God, and his God is a powerful God. God got the glory. Remember? Now it is time to enlarge that sphere of influence and affluence on Paul. So in Acts 28, verse 3, they landed in Malta. They were received by the natives there. In verse 3, Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. I was talking to the Lord about that, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I would have fainted. You understand what I'm saying? Lord, it's just like, if I'm the one who go through that, I would have fainted. And the Lord said, Christina, that's why I did not send you. I sent Paul. See, God will never give us anything or any challenge that we cannot handle. I like his answer. That's why I sent Paul, not you. So don't worry about things that you cannot handle. So verse 4, right? When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was God. From a murderer, the lowest of the low, to God in a blink of an eye, all because of a viper. So verse 7, there was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and for 3 days entertained us hospitably. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him and after prayer, placed his hands on him and healed him. When this happened, the rest of the sick on the island came and were cured. They honored us in many ways, and when they were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies we needed. In Acts 28, verse 30, it says, "For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ." Because why? He was not thinking about himself. God told him, "You will present yourself to Caesar. You will going to finish the race." That's why before he said, to be absent in the body, to die is to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? And then he was moping around. Shall I live? Shall I die? Shall I? Oh, okay. I decided for your sake, I'm going to live. That's who we are. No one except God and you can decide when are you going to give up your ghost if you live by faith. Because he said, okay, shall I live? Shall I die? Shall I live? Shall I? Oh, okay. I wanted to be with Christ, but I'm going to stay with you. It's for your benefit. And he stayed with them until when he's about ready, he said, I finished my race. Right? Now, and said, set aside for me a crown. So he finished the race. And this journey alone changed the course. The lives of the 276, everyone in Malta, it glorified God. They got to know the God of Paul. And at the same time, Paul benefited from that. He rented his own home for 2 years. What kind of offering did they give him from Malta? He says, all the supplies that we needed. If we focus on that, instead of getting a little bit higher in the anointing, and then we want people to give us sacrificial offering, it will just end there. But if we are going to focus on what God is giving us without thinking about our own, God will make sure that we are amply supplied.
Well, there you have it. So as long as we stay focused on the Lord and the call that He has for our life, He will make sure to amply supply all of our needs and much, much more. So let's trust in the Lord. Let's take a hold of the call that He has for us and see the miraculous manifestations happen in our lives. Well, we're about out of time for today. Don't forget about our fundraising sale next weekend on Saturday the 11th. And don't forget to visit our website. You can find more information about us or this radio broadcast or any events we have coming up on our website, www.sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.